Some defacing took place at the Hopkins County Veterans Memorial on Celebration Plaza over the weekend. Tommy Allison is a veteran, a member of the local Marine Corps group, and a member of the Veterans Memorial Committee.
Our best guess is that it probably happened Saturday night late after the festivities on the square were over. I just recently spoke with Mark Maxwell. He had somebody down there trying to see about taking it off. Maybe somebody thought it might have been pizza, and that poses a problem if it has grease in it. But we have a protective coating on that, so we're hoping we can get it off all right. So that's kind of where it is. Looked like somebody threw a soft drink or something on one of the ends, and I think we can get that off. I spoke with Mark Maxwell about if they could do something about that stage, because we've been talking, and I say we, the Veterans Memorial Committee, have been talking a little bit about the fact that we think that by positioning that stage in front of the memorial, that it blocks off the view after everything's over of seeing anybody who's back there. The cameras are somewhat compromised because of all the foliage this time of year. So he's going to look at maybe moving it on further north, closer to the courthouse, so that at least we've got some of that view that's not obstructed. And nothing I was talking about it too, quite frankly, we want people to see that memorial. And unfortunately, that big stage blocks the view. So that's, we're going to try to see if we can't work something out about that, at least to partially solve that problem. But I don't know. It's just, if it's not one thing, seems to be another. I'm hoping when school starts, maybe this will slack off. But I just, I don't know. It's just difficult for us to understand why anybody would do that. Only thing I can chalk it off to is kids. They just don't realize the seriousness of it. But still, it gets back to a lack of respect. And that's what this is all about. But we're going to get it cleaned up and get it taken care of.
Yeah, some of these substances, you have to be careful because I guess there was some paint used or something to finish off the names, and you don't want that stuff disappearing.
That's true, and that would be the problem with trying to power wash it. We'd blast the paint off. And so anyway, we'll stay after it and we'll get it fixed. But and like I said this morning on my Veterans Voices show, we've still got that reward money left over from the Eternal Flame damage, and we've never used it. But if anybody knows about it, I think we could probably put up $1,000 reward and see about that, because we need to stop this. And fortunately, the young person that was involved in the damage to the bench came forward with his father, as I understand it from Mark Maxwell, and they got that straightened out. In this regard, I'll take this opportunity to thank the Downtown Business Alliance. They gave us $500 toward repairing the bench and type thing, and that's liable to run about $1,200 before it's all said and done. So we're staying with it. So
KSST News.